Welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast, where you'll discover that when it comes to your health, you're so much more powerful than you've been led to believe. And now, your host. She's a holistic nutrition and lifestyle coach, chef, author, and yogi, Christine Okezie.
Hello, and welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast. I'm Christine Okezie, and thanks so much for being here. Today's guest is an inspiring example of the ongoing integration of modern conventional medicine and energy-based healing. Energy medicine is not a theory, it's simply a biological fact, and there's no shortage of peer-reviewed studies that show that certain electromagnetic fields have a very real impact on every physiological process in our bodies. Humans are electromagnetic beings, so it seems more and more that we really do need to embrace such diagnostic and therapeutic approaches. And with the abundance of self-help books and information on the internet, podcasts, and the like available today, well, it's no surprise that patients' demands from their physicians are significantly on the rise for complementary solutions, which ideally should be non-invasive and have very little side effects. There's a whole population of folks who are frustrated and disappointed with the standard treatments options out there for chronic symptoms, and they're courageous enough to seek a physician who goes beyond the standard offering of care, giving more personal attention to the patient and providing integrative healing solutions, including the realm of energy medicine. Well, today's guest is Dr. Valerie Gershenhorn, a board-certified practicing dermatologist who, trained as an osteopathic doctor, has always been committed to a whole-person approach to medicine. Eventually, though, in her own journey, Dr. Gershenhorn became frustrated with the traditional medical model and decided to pursue training in energy healing modalities, including bioresonance testing technology. Dr. Gershenhorn offers these services through her company, Wellenci, W-E-L-L-E-N-C-I, where her goal is to educate clients on the knowledge of the healing power of their own bodies and empower them with a personalized roadmap to healing. You can learn more about Dr. Gershenhorn at her website, www.wellenci.com. That's W-E-L-L-E-N-C-I.com. I can't wait for you to listen to this inspiring and thoughtful conversation. And if you do like it, I'd be grateful if you just take a moment and head over to wherever you listen to your podcasts and maybe leave a rating and review. And if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. It helps me keep the podcast growing. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and enjoy the episode. Hello, Valerie, and welcome to the podcast. It's so good to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Christine. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. So I would love for you to share your journey from board-certified dermatologist to energy medicine practitioner.
So I think I would say it really started in, you know, my childhood. I grew up in a family of physicians, so I always knew that I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it would look quite like this. And so when I was 12 years old, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And for 10 years, she fought really hard and she was very courageous. She was also a physician, an OBGYN, and she had found the lump herself very early on. But as you know, the times went on, I think things came out about the treatment possibilities and what had happened. Without getting too much into it, I think life could have taken a different course had I known the things that I know now. So at year 10 of her battle, I was about to enter medical school and I was researching many different ways in which people had radical remissions from cancer. And of course, I didn't really have as much knowledge at that time. It was very early on for me and it was a little too late in her journey. So I wasn't able to apply the things that I was learning. And then I entered an osteopathic medical school. I was very excited about that because it was an integrative approach to health. Mm. And then I decided I wanted to be an internist because my dad was a cardiologist and I loved that. So I did a residency for 3 years and realized I was really into the skin health more than anything. And they asked me to stay on for a chief year and educate and teach, which is really a passion of mine and still is. So in that year, I taught a lot and I was just able to apply for a dermatology residency. And then I did that for 3 years after. So here we are 7 years after medical school and I'm still learning and growing. And I remember just being the person that always said, well, your diet really does matter. Nutrition is important for skin health. And it was kind of, people weren't really sure about that at the time. and still to this day sometimes question it, but I stood very firm in my convictions. Mm-hmm. And then I continue to practice that way and just evolve and learn more with my own health issues. I grew up with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. I was put on birth control for 13 years for that. I had terrible acne and was then on oral antibiotics and Accutane. So I had gone through all of this and learned that, you know, my body was really mechanistically and innately capable of healing, but I wasn't given the power to do so. I was outsourcing my power in my health. And so I think my mom's illness and her subsequent passing, although was the most, one of the most devastating things I'd gone through, was really my gateway into having this type of experience open up for me. And so about, I would say three or four years ago, I applied for a scholarship with Andy Weil's integrative medicine program. And I did receive that and I did complete it. And, but still I felt there was more. So now I started to follow root cause practitioners and bioresonance. And I was introduced to the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is really all about neuroscience, neuroplasticity, the science behind mindset and energy. And that's when my whole world opened up in many personally and professionally. And then I was introduced to many different bioenergetic modalities. And there's one that I'm really loving and using right now. Mm-hmm. And it really just explains that we are physical beings. Yes, we're particles that come together in a solid form. And we have biochemical reactions that happen in the body because our genes produce proteins that have these enzymes that facilitate these reactions. However, the field of energy around us is what really is the master controller. So we can take all of the supplements and do all of the things, but if we are not energetically connected to our beings, and we don't understand how even our thoughts can control our health, and we will never really get out from under outsourcing our health. So again, I'm still learning every day. And I think that is the beauty of doing what we do, is that we're always a student and open. So that's the long and short of it.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. Early seeds planted along, in your journey, in your path. But I love the integration, that you took, and the knowledge that you had both experientially as well as kind of professionally in your journey, and made it your own in that way. So it's beautiful. It really came together. I think it's a really accurate description to say that we have a tendency or a conditioning to outsource our power to heal, to outsource our health. And I'd love to know, talk a little bit more about that. How do you, how did your own experiences bring you to the realization that there was more that you could have done had you known, had you been given some more options, right, at the time? I'm just curious, what gave you the insight? Were you playing around with nutrition for yourself or stress management? What was working early on for you?
So I would say that everything was like layers of an onion. It was what my body was ready for. I believe, especially in doing this bioenergetic work, the body has to do things in an order. So sometimes it can't tackle the bigger things, the emotion that charges our physiology. So every emotion can get trapped in our body and cause downstream effects. But my body wasn't ready for the understanding that I had been through a lot of emotional hiccups as a young child. Look, I love my family. My parents were amazing, but of course we were immigrants. They worked very hard. Then this happened with my mom. So there were a lot of emotional drivers. And by the way, I'm very much a believer in ancestral trauma. So just getting out from under the trauma of, your ancestors and what they went through. So especially being from a culture, I'm from Iran, I'm Persian. So a lot of the female issues that are there, for better or worse, and with all due respect to all of my female ancestors, there was definitely a lot of work to be done. And I even just said yesterday to my husband that I believe truly that I am here to break the cycle for our children. So for me, initially, it was an evolutionary process. It started with nutrition because I was eating in a very disordered way. I was when my mom was diagnosed, I lost that ability to understand that I needed to just surrender control, but I wanted to control. So I developed a lot of disordered eating around that. So I was not eating enough calories, and then I would binge, and then I would, you know, go through this cycle of binging and starvation, so to speak.
Yes.
And then I realized that how unhealthy that was. So I would slowly come out of these cycles, but not until 5 years ago did I learn to intuitively eat. So again, a lot, it was from the age of 12 until about 5 years ago when I was 44. So again, it was, that's why you have to be patient. And it was increments of stacking habits that I'm still working on today. I'm not perfect by any means. And so when I work with somebody, I try to meet them where they are and have compassion for myself, because I feel like sometimes when we're judging others, which I'm of course, a victim of doing that. I don't like to use victim. I'm definitely responsible sometimes for being like, okay, well, why can't we just have you give up this thing? But now I really have compassion for others. And I realize that comes for having compassion for myself in my journey. So it did start with nutrition. And then it started with understanding how toxic our environment was, like what I was putting on my skin, what I was using for laundry detergent, plastics, and how they're disrupting our endocrine system, our hormonal system. And then what I think really smacked me in the face is when I had children 13 and a half, 14 years ago, that I learned statistically that our children now have a lower life expectancy than we do. And that's never happened in history. And it cannot be explained by genetic evolution. So, so it started with nutrition, then it went to toxins, and then mindset. And then when mindset came into my life with Dr. Joe Dispenza, I was just like, this is it. Because I felt like initially I got this, if I eat a certain way, but then Christine, you go on vacation, you're at a party, or the food system is being, if I have to be honest, completely destroyed and corrupted. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, well, I have no control. And then I started to see, okay, well, I can do this and I can do that, but it slowly became out of my control. But I know the one thing I can control are my thoughts and my mindset. So that's when, for me, that opened up a whole new world with neuroplasticity and neuroscience and quantum physics.
100%. So
100% exploded for me.
Wow. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. So let's jump into bioresonance technology. So, you know, like you probably in your studies and in your experience, you looked at different energetic systems. So what was it about bioresonance technology? Tell us about it, you know, how it works and how, what benefits you've seen.
Yeah. So there's many modalities and I've played with a few of them. And right now I'm really in love with this one system that deals with bioenergetics, and it evaluates the person, whether you're in front of them physically or virtually, through the energetics of their voice or their actual person, rather than just samples that you send out, which is the system I do work with still. And it really kind of just breaks down in a really comprehensive way your energy. So the source of your energy, how is your nutrition and hydration? And what I love about this, and oxygenation and movement, that's your source. What I love about this is when I did my first scan, nutrition came up for me as a high priority. And I said to myself, or the person that I was working with, this is so strange. But then when you read the detailed description, which clients have access to as well, which was why I love the system, it allows them to educate themselves. It said, if you, not only is it about your type of nutrition and how you care for your body with food and nourishment, but are you judging others because of the way they eat? Are you hyper fixated on that? And that was all me, right? So I was like, wow, I'm now aware. So awareness is key. So it talks about your source of energy and also about EMF exposure. It talks about the drivers of energy in your body, the flow. So it works with the meridian system, like traditional Chinese medicine. And then it talks about so beautifully, not just like the physical things, like the toxicants in your life and the food sensitivities that you may have, but it also talks about your emotional journey, your hero's journey, and where you are in that. What is it that you need right now to focus on being the creator of your life in some respects? being somebody who's asking more questions. Are you forgiving of yourself and others? Do you trust the universe? So it goes into this whole emotional spectrum that I've never seen with too many modalities. And so then it delivers a protocol based on, you know, bioresonance and the resonance of information in infoceutical supplements, which are just liquid that has the resonance of what you are needing at that time. So it's simply the same as tuning forks. Like when you have a certain frequency of tuning fork that buzzes, then it will resonate with a certain part of your body. And it shows that this part of your body is needing support. And it basically, the system has the map of the entire human body field as it would be in ideal. And then it compares it to what you're going through right now energetically. What I describe it as, and it's beautiful. One of the books I love right now, I'm reading The Emotion Code.
Yes.
And it talks about this one excerpt in the book, and it says, have you ever been in a waiting room in a doctor's office? But you can extrapolate it to anything, in the mechanics, you know, office, in any office. Somebody comes in hyper agitated, they're pacing everywhere, they're not nice to the staff. You're sitting there reading a magazine, pretty calm, and then all of a sudden you're buzzing with agitation. And so this is all it's about. We're all energy, and we need to learn how to resonate at a higher frequency to be healthy instead of killing everything that's around us with hand sanitizers. And, you know, we need to resonate higher so we can coexist with the ecosystem that we were designed to.
That's beautiful. Okay. So you mentioned different scans. And and you mentioned it can be done virtually or in person. And so the one aspect is just working with voice, you said. So can you give us an example of a type of scan and what's the intake like? What would a client or a patient experience for that?
Yeah, so before I meet with anyone, of course, I always do a little bit of a discovery call for 15 minutes to explain, because I never want to push anybody. They have to be pulled by the vision of what this is for them, and they have to be ready, right? So when the student is ready, then the teacher appears. And that's all I am as a teacher. I'm a guide. I'm not replacing anyone's physician ever. And then based on that, we decide, is this a good fit? And I have a health history form that goes over your from birth, how you were born, to what happened in your life emotionally and physically, to your oral health. Have you had root canals or physical or amalgam fillings, and everything in between until the present moment. And then I use that information along with any lab work that you may have or any lab work we need to do that we need more information for puzzle pieces of. Okay. And then the scan is done via voice. So you just count from 1 to 10, and based on the energetics of your voice, where the scan is able to go through this whole software and come up with what you're needing in this moment. And so it was like eye-opening for me, because you have to understand, I'm still ingrained in a system of evidence-based medicine and whatnot to some degree, not entirely, because I see the flaws in that.
Yes.
But because originally I was doing a sample-based, you know, your hair samples, nails, urine, saliva, which I still love that.
Okay.
But for me, this system works better because it's not a ton of supplements. It's you have access to your portal, so you can read your to-do list, like simple techniques like wake up and ground in the morning, hydration with filtered mineralized water, things that are affordable, don't cost a penny, and you're empowered.
Right.
So the voice is used, and then you could scan every month or however you feel comfortable. I do say to people, you really need to work with me for 6 months to get the consistency and understanding of your body and understand how your body works to be really healing at an innate level. Because a person that's not connected to their body is not going to benefit from me telling them what to do.
Okay.
And then after that 6 months, they can decide what they're comfortable with. And at this particular modality allows for you to scan, and then you can do like a membership with me for a month and just do your own readings. At that point, you're articulate enough to understand, and you can order your own infoceuticals if somebody is on a budget. So with my guidance, of course, but it's different, you know, so it really works in a lot of beautiful ways. In person, the scanner is just like a little, it looks like a mouse. You put your hand on it and it feels the energetics. And most bioresonance machines work like that in person. You hold a certain, you know, device, and it can scan you through a computer software. And this has been around for decades. It's just beautiful technology. Wow.
Yeah, where did it originate? Like, who's the founder, or what group is the founder?
So there's no particular group. There's so many different people. There's a Professor Peter Fraser, and he studied this technology for the last 45 plus years. Mm. And this system has been around since 2002. Other bioresonance machines, again, have been studied for years and years by different people who have come up with it. There's a system from the UK that this doctor studies. I mean, there's so many different, it just really matters what resonates with you.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah. What types of health conditions do you like to work with? Have you had success with?
Yeah. So I think that's a great question, because when I started this journey, I was always told to look for a niche, and I still am looking for that niche, right? So I resonate with people like me who have had PCOS, who have struggled with acne. But I'm seeing a lot of autoimmunity these days in women. So my practice right now is solely women, except for a few younger people, because I do work with people's children who are young adult men. But yeah, it's really about just finding people that are struggling and have no answers right now, that are looking for something adjunctively. And most of it is women with autoimmunity, whether that be thyroid disease, you know, people with acne that's not autoimmunity, but layers of other issues in their gut that come up because this gut skin connection is so intimate.
Yes.
And so I'm really taking care of a spectrum of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I love that. You know, it's in many ways, it's kind of hard to pick a niche. I can see why, because everything's so systemically, you know, based. And someone, you know, when I work with someone who comes in, they present with one main health concern. And as you said, peel away the layers of the onion, you identify what's really kind of, you know, underneath all of that. And that might be the area that needs the most attention, right? So that can be physical, emotional, immune system related, you know, gut related. I think what I heard was, for those of us who may have tried so many different things without much relief, you know, coming from an energetic standpoint, using this technology might actually be a real easy bridge for people to cross, you know, because you come with the science, you come with the both maps, I can say, of the human system, right?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And what I love, and I'll just say this one thing, that the co-founder of this system that I'm using now, who became drawn to Peter Fraser, he is, his story is amazing. He was a very active 20 some odd year old climbing mountains and ice. I don't know what he even did. He was so athletically driven, but he came down probably with some stealthy pathogen and he was really out of sorts for years. And he had tried everything, homeopathy, acupuncture, Ayurveda, you name it. He had done all of the modalities that I love and embrace. And he realized that nothing was working. So when he connected with Peter Fraser, that's when the energy work shifted his physical being.
It's huge.
And that's when he says, you can do all the things, but if you don't address the emotional and spiritual and energetic phase, those are the invisible things, right? Because they're not tangible. You can't touch them. So it's harder for people to understand why they're so valuable. But yet we speak on phones that are boxes to each other across the world, and we don't realize that that's invisible too. So, you know, that's what drove me to really embrace this, because I do believe that fundamentally there are root cause issues like emotional childhood trauma that has been proven, if it's a certain level, can lead to autoimmunity for sure in adulthood. There's heavy metal toxicity, there's toxicants in general environmentally, and then there's stealthy pathogens. So if we take those four root causes and we weave them through your unique DNA, we have an output of what your diagnosis would be. But I don't want to diagnose you. I don't want to label you, because then it becomes your story. I just want to unfold what's behind that for you, and how to open up your detox pathways naturally.
Yes.
Because people do all these cleanses and they're not open. They're not having bowel movements every day. They're not sweating. And then what do you think happens to all this stuff? Like, it just recirculates. So that's kind of what I do. So a lot of it is not just energetic. It's a marriage of understanding your physical body and attaching it to the energetics.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's so helpful. You know, it's interesting. You know, now we get into the definition of, you know, from your perspective, your unique expertise and background, how would you describe health? Like, what is your evolving definition to be in a healthy body look like?
That is such an excellent question for me. And again, it's all personal. For me, health is, because I grew up in fight and flight and freeze mode. So for me, health is regulating your nervous system. Yes. Right. So the autonomic nervous system has two legs. It has the fight and flight, which is called sympathetic, and it has the rest and digest, which is the parasympathetic. So I was always in sympathetic mode, just waiting for the next shoe to drop and being so fearful. And it really took this last few years where the world was upside down, ironically, to have me live more in faith and trust and live in the parasympathetic. So for me, health right now looks like regulating my nervous system to handle the day-to-day hiccups that we will all face and not live in the circumstance, but live in the thoughts around the circumstance. So that's for me what a healthy body is in this moment. And that will likely change because it's always changing. And it's not the absence of disease because we all have it. It's really just embodying faith and trust in your body and the universe. Community is such a big part of health for me right now.
Okay.
Just being connected to humans who get me. And hold space for me, like my husband and my family. Like that is just the biggest gift, like having a spouse and a partner that really honors the journey with you is just so about health.
Yes.
And like, I think those are right now my biggest focuses.
Amazing. Very powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. And along those lines then, you know, nervous system health, being able to navigate this, you know, very challenging reality, right? What are the tools for you? Like, what does your self-care look like when it comes to nervous system management at that root level?
Yeah. So for me right now, prayer is really big. And I'm not religious, but I do believe in God and a bigger entity, the universe. So prayer keeps me grounded in faith because I've always been a control freak, right? And a perfectionist. So what I've learned is I don't have to control everything because I could handle anything, right? And I always believe that God is looking out for me, even when the things that have happened in my life before my mom even was sick didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So I bring God into every room with every patient. I bring God into every encounter with a client because I don't have all the answers. We're doing this together. We're a team and God is really directing that.
Yes.
And so that's number one for my self-care. Exercising is really important for me. And it's not even about like what my body looks like because I don't work out hard. Like I do sometimes the same thing every day and I shouldn't, but it's just about moving my body, right?
Yes, yes.
And self-care for me now looks like getting outside every day because I was never into nature. I didn't grow up being a nature person. I was like scared of bugs and I still am sometimes. Like, you know, I was afraid of Lyme disease, but it's like, okay, well, if the terrain is going to be healthy, then I can handle anything if I'm working with my terrain, right?
Beautiful.
However you enter into an illness is how you're going to leave it, right? So if your body is needing support in so many ways that you can't even like think straight because you're not eating well, you're not sleeping well, all the things, then that's how your body handles illness. And just, so for me, like I said, it's faith and prayer. It's, working out in the morning when I have the most energy to do so and being out in nature and being surrounded by family and friends. And also right now, self-care for me looks like, believe it or not, sounds so counterintuitive, helping others. Because as I help others, I learn about my own needs too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a very comprehensive, you know, all our needs, right? How we nourish ourselves, all aspects of our being. I love that. Yeah. And, you know, the faith and trust in universe, higher power. It's such a fascinating route. Your journey's been very similar to mine, which is when you come into the awareness of just how incredible you know, these our design is, you know, and the capacity that we have to heal and grow and evolve. So much of it becomes a state of awe, right? And a state of grace to really kind of just be grateful for our own design and the magnificence of it all, right? And I love that you integrate, again, sort of the conventional and the physical, you know, the nerdiness aspect, which I share, right? I love to understand, right? And at the same time, I've learned in my own, it's so healing and empowering to be okay not knowing, to be okay just, you know, I'm learning all the time, you know, as you said when we first started talking. And to be in that place of receptivity makes a huge difference. And I'm sure as our listeners are thinking, it's such a gift as a practitioner that you share with your patients when you come with that energy, when you come with that, we're in this together, we're in this to learn and grow and, you know, explore and try. Because it's the opposite, right? So much of our stress comes from our needing to know and needing to control and check the box. And why don't I know now? And how come it's not happening right now, you know, when I want it, right? So it eliminates all of that. So thank you. That's very inspirational and just full of wisdom. So, you know, what are you curious about, like right now in the field that you're working in? Like you said, you're always learning and growing. When it comes to autoimmunity and skin and gut health and energy, you know, what's got you excited? Like, you know, what do you find yourself sharing with people so that, you know, kind of has these, so they can have some aha moments about, you know, the power to heal in their bodies?
Yeah. So for me, what's exciting is just to enlighten people. And for me, this has been years where I felt so passionate about it, but just to say you have control completely, because the choices you make every single day, if you can just not be all or none, because that's how I used to be. Yeah. If I ate one extra pretzel, I was like, okay, forget it. The whole day is ruined. I might as well just eat a 7-course meal until I'm stuck.
Right. You know?
And I just had this conversation this morning with a client who's doing the very same thing. And so for me, it's not all or none or this or that. It's I can do this and I can do that.
Okay.
Especially as a woman, you could be a great mom and be passionate about your career. Yes. You could have the chocolate chip cookie and then go for a walk.
That's right.
Right. So for me, it's explaining to people how powerful you are, what your body does minute to minute, second to second, that you don't have any voluntary control over, but yet it does it for you anyway. It's always working for you.
Yes.
So when your body seems to be breaking down or fighting itself, quote unquote, it's not doing that. It's telling you the story. So if you could 80% of your day eat for your health and nourishment and take a walk and do the things that light you up, get rid of that laundry detergent that you don't realize you're spending 24 hours in, whether it's your sheets and pillowcases to your clothing, and you're absorbing all that and understanding the people with whom you associate and surround yourself are also bringing down your health.
Yes.
So for me, that's what's most exciting right now. But the most exciting is learning the emotional stuff, the emotion code, and being able to say, wow, I would love to find a practitioner who's very good at this locally and send people, because the stories of what we hold in from like 20 years ago that we trap in our bodies that are hurting our left shoulder or our right hip,
that,
you know, so this book for me has been really just eye-opening.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. And going back to into that ancestral trauma, it just unfolds a whole other avenue for us to have healing and transformation.
Yes. Because we don't realize what we carry around is still from the epigenetic changes that occurred when our grandmother was traumatized by an event. And we bring that, it finds its way down the lineage until it finds somebody who will look at it and heal it, right? It's just going to keep like a avalanche finding its way down until it finds a place to rest. And so it could be resting with you and you don't realize it, where you hold all this in. It's not about you. It didn't start with you. And that's the book called It Didn't Start With You. And that's an incredible book. I believe the author is Mark Wolin, and he just speaks beautifully about this entity. And it's also been life-changing to read that book for me.
Thank you. I'll definitely include that in the show notes. Yeah, no, I can totally relate to that. I've worked with, you know, a couple of gifted practitioners, you know, personally myself, who opened up that doorway for me in my own healing journey. Just really going at the core of, you know, what had me stuck. And, you know, all of this, as, you know, we're talking about, is so below our level of awareness. So again, even when we are steadfastly, you know, doing the inner work, there is a layer in the being, you know, that we walk around in that, we need some tools to access it sometimes. So working with, or at least having the willingness, you know, I find this is really key. You brought that up. It's a very good point. So for those listening, you know, some have maybe been, you know, quite versed in working with the non-physical and sort of the bioenergetic, you know, tools. For someone who's not, I guess I always like to just plant a seed and say, but there's something more. There's always another way. You know, a yogi, I'm a yogi. So one of the sutras is there's always a way through, you know, through every block, right? And it's such a fundamental thing when we look at our health, which is, it's one integrated system, you know, and the fact that, you know, we were born in this space, time, space, reality, because we are energy, to your point, is that we're actually more infinite than finite, you know? So we therefore have an infinite access, you know, to resources and pathways in to create that balance. So it's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, I love what you just said. So that's a key point with people that I want to work with is you have to understand the only way out is through. Mm. So if you shuffle everything under the rug and you're not willing to understand that with healing, as you release the energies that don't serve you and the physical things that don't serve you, it hurts. It's not easy. There are wall kicking moments and you get detox reactions, whether it's physically like headaches and nausea and diarrhea and palpitations, but these are just signs that you have to just go through it to get to the other side. You can't circumvent it and say, I want to heal tomorrow because it didn't take 24 hours to get you here, right?
100%. Exactly. We want it when we want it, right? I know.
Yeah. We live in a microwave society where everything is so like rapid access. And unfortunately, it's become to our detriment.
Yes.
And then the second point is I would love to know who, you know, you could put in the show notes or send me a text who you work with that had helped you. Cause I did as well, but I think it's great to always have a community, which again, I love to grow and expand with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll plug her now. Her name is Jenny Israel.
Okay.
And she's been on the podcast a while ago. And she's local. She's in New York, but she works now 100% virtually because of by virtue of that's how it works.
Yeah.
We don't need to actually stand and be in physical presence and
how divine. Amazing?
It's just a game changer. And let me tell you, I've worked with her in person and I've worked with her, not even on Zoom, just we book a time and we're, you know, in, we're not physical at all. And the impact and the, it all comes through.
It's all the same for you, right?
All the same.
You're physically. Yeah.
All the same.
I think it's great to be in person too. I love that physical like presence and that energy there, but I agree. It's what an impact we can all make anywhere in the world for people who need us. So
that's the miracle of it, right? The miracle of it. That's awesome. So, you know, is there any question that you wish that I'd asked you?
Do I have hard days with this journey? And the answer would unequivocally be yes, 100%. Because I don't have all the answers. And the people that are working with me, I feel so honored, you know, and blessed to have them share their stories, to trust in me enough to do so, because I'm like growing and expanding along with them. And I think that that's the beauty of all of this, because we're all qualified in some way to share our stories, and we don't need 100 letters of alphabet soup behind her name. And that's how I felt so attached to my achievements. Okay, I went to medical school and I got this degree and I got that degree.
Yeah.
And I learned this. And it's like, I'm just wanting to be a human being sharing a journey and sharing my knowledge. And it doesn't always have to look like the alphabet soup at the end of my name. And so I think, I have really hard days where I doubt my ability to figure things out for myself and, you know, put too much pressure on myself. But I feel like I always just realize that we're all in this together and I will be led the right path, meeting amazing people like yourself and those that you're connected with and the ones I've connected with. And so it's just really all about expansion and openness for me and learning, like constantly a student, like literally I could just do it 100% of my time.
It's beautiful.
My free time.
Yeah. I get it. No, thank you for your vulnerability around that. And again, I think that was, if I can just honor the gift as a practitioner that you bring to the healing process, just by standing in your own, you know, authenticity like that, it's huge. It makes a huge difference for people to feel like they can, you know, she's human, you know, she walks her talk and, you know, there's no, we can throw perfectionism out the window, you know, all of that.
Yeah. Especially in the age of social media where everybody's filtered and seems like they've got it all together. I can tell you that I don't. And I, you know, I'm just lucky because I have people around me that make me look good. Like my husband and my children, they just, like I said, they hold space. So wherever you are out there, if there's one thing you can do, it's just be around people that hold space for you to grow instead of making you feel like you're not doing things right. Or, you know, just be around people who light you up and feel like sunshine, because that for me is the greatest gift and it doesn't really cost anything.
The best medicine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Great. Well, you know, I would love to, if you would share, you know, what's going on with you. If people are interested in bioresonance technology, in your healing approach, you know, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah. So I can give you my email and you could put that in the show notes. It's drvalgersh@gmail.com. And I have a website, wellnc, wellenci.com. And NC was my mom's name. So it's really a tribute to her.
Beautiful.
And her being one of my greatest teachers in all of this. And I'm on Instagram at valnozad, V-A-L-N-O-Z-A-D. I'm not, I am every day getting better at putting myself out there. It's not my natural instinct, but I do have a lot to share.
Thank you so much, Valerie. This has been amazing. I could talk to you for so much longer. We're vibrating at the same frequency in a big, big, big way. So I'm very grateful that our paths crossed.
Oh, me too. I'm so thankful that I got to meet you and the work that you do. And I love that you do nutrition in the way that I've always wanted to look for somebody that does it this way. So I really value you and the impact you're making too. So thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.